New Jersey man arrested less than an hour after being released from custody. By Catherine Rodriguez on October 17, 2020. A New Jersey man was arrested in Connecticut less than an hour after he was released from custody for a drug and larceny bust, police said. Lawrence Crook, 37, of Jersey City, was first arrested in Fairfield, Connecticut, on October 8 on charges of first-degree larceny, possession of drug paraphernalia, and possession of a controlled substance after a man at a condo observed Crook acting suspiciously with his black SUV and called the cops, the Fairfield Citizen reported. He was seen loading several blue and white striped bags into the vehicle. Fairfield Police Lieutenant Antonio Granata told the Citizen. When he was confronted by a witness, a brief conversation ensued, and the male quickly fled on foot, which prompted a call to police. Investigators found out the SUV was stolen from a dealer in Bayside, Queens, in New York, and tracked the vehicle down to a suspect later identified as Crook, police said. Officers later confirmed it to be the same suspect through surveillance video, a police canine track, witness identification, and suspect admission, Granata told the Citizen. Police said the blue and white laundry bags Crook loaded into the SUV were from a nearby hotel. Crook was also allegedly found having suspected methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia in his possession. Crook was arrested and later released on a $300 bond. He then signed a statement promising to return to Bridgeport Superior Court on October 29. But Crook had another run-in with authorities that day less than an hour later when he was seen lurking around the Fairfield Fire Department's headquarters, police said. A lieutenant inside the building allegedly saw Crook lurking around the facility before going through a fireman's things. Police then arrested Crook for a second time on charges of first-degree criminal trespass and third-degree burglary. Crook remained in jail as of Friday and is due to appear in court on December 4, court records obtained by Patch.com show.